This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Corey Fayumes, Coryfiume, date of birth 04-22-1983, date of appointment August 28, 2023, requesting physician Kevin Cope, K-E-V-I-N-C-O-P-E. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Corey Fayumes today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's a 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on April 12, 2023 had an incident and he cannot record the event. He was driving from Albany to Queensbury without remembering it. He also rear-ended someone's car. He was taken to the Glens Falls Hospital where he started remembering, and then Otsego Psychiatric Center. Now he is living at home. He is forgetting and having confusing episode. Patient does not remember anything. This started after COVID. Also use Suboxone, Adderall. In the hospital, he was positive for marijuana and cocaine. He had MRI of the brain and CT of the head, which is negative. He was seen by vascular surgeon. He is getting migraine 2 to 3 times per week. Top of the head, sharp, throbbing, with nausea, with vomiting, with dizziness, with photophobia. With phonophobia, he uses Imitrex 50 milligram PRN for migraine. Past medical history, peripheral vascular disease, atopic dermatitis, sleep apnea, intervertebral degenerative disc disease of the C-spine with myelopathy, migraine, depression, chronic pain, plantar fascial fibromatosis, carpal tunnel syndrome, hyperlipidemia, hyperthyroidism, opioid dependence, attention deficit disorder, asthma, testicular hypofunction, hypertension, past surgical history, spinal fusion of the L5-S1, Rivian, also same site, allergy, muscle relaxant, severe sedation, Tramadol, Ambien, bananas, gabapentin, Lyrica, medication, cardizem, citalopram 40 mg daily, claritin, ibuprofen, imitrex 50 mg, levothyroxine, montelukast, narcan, suboxone, Symbicort, testosterone, ventolin, socialisti, vapes, marijuana, he does not drink alcohol. He is not working, he is divorced, lives with the mother, have 4 children, family is the mother alive with factor 5 laden deficiency, father he does not know about him, no sister, 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure, 120 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, assessment and plan. 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, transient global amnesia. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, rule out seizure. Number 4, drug user. Number 5, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Number 7, chronic pain syndrome. Number 8, ADD. Number 9, intervertebral disc problem. Number 10, carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally. Next paragraph is MRI of the brain and CT of the head in Glens Falls hospitals are negative. I would like to order the EEG. I would like to start Depakote ER 500 milligram PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. He is using Imitrax 50 milligram PO-PRN for migraine. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.